Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran. My guest is Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. Thanks for joining us, Mark.
Thanks for having me, Bruce.
The government of Saskatchewan has introduced enhanced measures to control feral pigs. First of all, just a little bit of background. What are we talking about when we're discussing feral pigs? Where are they located, and how did they become a concern?
Well, we know there are feral pigs across the province, and when we say feral pigs, that's wild boar, and perhaps that could consist of other crosses that may have occurred between domestic escape pigs and wild boar. So, you know, there's some different animals that could encompass, but it's basically pigs in the wild in Saskatchewan. The wild boar problem in the province, basically started in the mid to late 1990s. There was a program at that time. They were encouraging wild boar farms in the province, and unfortunately, some of those animals escaped or released, and that's basically how the problem started.
What are the main problems or risks created by these feral pigs?
Well, I mean, they are a species that does have a great ability to reproduce. So once they're in an area, they are able to expand their population. So that's one problem. Secondly, they damage property. They can get into crop and pasture land and dig it up and eat crops. And the other thing that is most concerning to the hog industry is they can act as a reservoir for diseases that affect domestic swine. So such as African swine fever, when that gets into the wild pig population, it's a major problem, and we've seen that in Europe. So those are the three largest issues with wild boar.
What changes are being made by the Saskatchewan government, and why?
Well, basically, the government of Saskatchewan announced that it's developing regulations for licensing existing commercial wild boar farms and imposing a moratorium on new farms. They're also going to be classifying feral wild pigs, wild boar, as a regulated pest under the Pest Control Act, we understand, which will create an obligation for people to report them when they do see them, and access to land when they are present in the wild. The last thing that they decided to do was to increase the budget for the Feral Wild Boar Control Program. So Saskatchewan Crop Insurance operates that program. Currently has a budget of about $100,000, and they're doubling it to $200,000. So those are the measures that have been that were in the announcement.
What has been happening in terms of surveillance, and what will be enhanced or changed, and to what end?
Well, the Ministry of Agriculture has been has a surveillance program that they've been doing, and so basically, when there are sightings, they will go out and follow up on the sightings. They'll collaborate with crop insurance to basically have people on the ground go and verify that they're there. Under the eradication program, if there are wild boar there, they will remove them with trapping techniques. So in terms of SAS pork, our contribution has been to help collecting sightings. We operate a 1-800 hotline. 1-833-PIG-SPOT is the phone number people can call if they do have a sighting. Now, the most important and the biggest contribution the public can make is to report any sightings of wild boar that they do see. Even if you're not sure what you saw, it could be important in locating a new group. And when there's enough sightings in an area where there's smoke, there's fire, it really helps us and the provincial government to understand where they are and properly allocate the resources to remove them. So in terms of the public, the biggest thing you can do is report them if you do see them or if you are aware of them.
And is there anything you would like to add?
So I think, just the message is also to the public, please don't hunt the animals. Removing only one or two animals from a group only makes the problem worse and disperses the group into new areas. So You know, it's vitally important. This is where we need the public's assistance, is in locating new groups of wild boar if they are present in your municipality.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Our guest has been Mark Ferguson, the General Manager of the Saskatchewan Pork Development Board. For Farmscape Online, I'm Bruce Cochran.